Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Universal Acceptance Local Initiative Working Group monthly meeting on Wednesday, September 30th. On the call currently is Maria Rao Sarmad Puchanan, or PAM, and Mohammed Al-Bashir. And the agenda is already listed on the chat, and hand it over to you, Sarmad, to lead the call. Thank you.
I was actually suggesting, Mohammed, you could take us through, but since you're
organizing, no problem.
Take us through it.
I can do it. Thank you. So the first agenda item is basically the introduction and roll call. If you would like to give a just maybe 1 minute introduction about yourself, your role, and the local initiative composition to the other members of the local initiative, that would be great. So looking alphabetically, maybe we can start with Maria.
Okay, so hello to everyone. My name is Maria Kolesnikova. I'm representing the Coordination Center from .ru and .rf. This is the CCTLD Russian Registry. And so I'm a chair of local initiative for CIS and Eastern Europe countries. Our local initiative is constructed like a group. But for example, Armenia, Belarus, Georgia, and Latvia, for example. And we have representatives from 7 countries so far. And so we are working closely because we want to share experience from different countries in this region. But each experts, but experts from each country, they work inside their own country. And they provide the initiatives there. For example, like in one of updates, so now we are trying to organize exactly a Russian working group on universal acceptance. It will be, at that moment, it will be organized like the chapter of our regional local initiative. But we think that so there are some questions quite different from the regional issues. So I mean in Russia, so to be discussed in Russia community. So this is like not like an experiment, but the direction, special direction of our work. Any experts from our group are welcome to organize such discussions in their countries as well. So maybe sometimes further we will apply to USG to organize a separate Russian local initiative, but now we will continue to work inside the regional group. And what we are doing, so we have biweekly calls with our members of regional working group and have mailing list where we change our opinions if needed and share some announcements. And we, of course, have the tentative plan and budget for our local initiative for a year. And our typical activities for this year, for example, is universal acceptance hackathons, publications, educational materials on these topics. I mean, universal acceptance, IDN and ERE. And also we are consulting with and trying to work with different kind of IT experts like developers, system administrators and so on. And learn what they need and how to help them to implement universal acceptance in their products. For that, we are providing not only hackathons, but trainings. So we have made ERE training this May, and maybe there, and it was in Russia and Armenia. and hackathons were in Russia, and one will be organized in Ukraine soon. And publications were made in Russia, and I hope that in this year they will be made in different countries. We have several articles for non-technical audience, actually, and now we are going to publish several articles for exactly technical audience. And there also was a big publication on one of the most popular online platform for IT experts. It is Huber in Russia. And what else? Now we are working on some survey, which we hope will be made on in different countries. Joined in our group to look what software is the most popular exactly in these countries, so we can continue to work closely with USG on especially these software products, and to learn how to work with them, and if we can help somehow on the regional level, help to USG initiative. And what else? Of course, there are some events, local events, where we discuss these issues. And of course, we are trying to contact with public sector to discuss and to raise awareness on universal acceptance. And I will have one question today during our discussion on this topic. So I hope that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Maria. Pan, please.
Okay, I forgot to open my microphone. So let me brief about Thailand first, in case that you don't have picture why small country have to do something like this. The average population of Thailand is about 69 million. And our official language is Thai. And we are maybe the only country that use this script and language in this world. The internet user in Thailand is about 75% of our population, which is much increased from about 4 years ago, that maybe half of that. Everyone still with me? Okay.
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
And we have started cctld.th since 1988. How many years ago? Almost 32 years ago, and the IDN is just started at 20 and 10, so about 10 years ago. So the number of domain of .thai is about 73k, while the IDN .thai is about 18k. How many percent? About 30-40%, something like that. That is the point that we think even we promote the IDN CCTLD, only few people would like to use it because of the normally they don't know at the first few years of promoting the domain is they don't know about the IDN and EAI. And most Thai people, Thai popular website that we just recently doing survey according to the list of top popular website in Thailand by Thai ranking service. Now, we found that most of them are not UA ready. So we think to increase the acceptance rate of the UA and allow Thai user to send email and get access into the website without any problem, we should do this UA. And also we think the benefit of doing that is when we have to deal with more foreigner that might use a new kind of domain name and also IDN domain name. If we could let business or website in Thailand allow those new kind of domain name, we could increase the capability of the business to to get more customer from that. So it's the motivation to have the local initiative. But before we just get into the official project, we have done something before in terms of outreach, in terms of technical collaborations, and also in terms of government or public engagement, as listed according to USG, because we have worked with USG with many years. So we follow that plan and we try to implement some part of the suggestion from the USG. For example, we have done like raise the NEIUA awareness through some kind of local publication, local social media posting, something like that, and it as a general outreach. We also developed a workshop in 5 years ago in Thailand, and also launched the Thai email address registration platform that we work with the email service provider in Thailand to make the email system to be EAI ready. And that is the starting point five years ago about the technical collaboration. We also have done some hackathons with the youth in university level in the youth camps that the THNIC organized the event, and we add that as a part of the event to let them know how to configure email system to be able to send and receive EAI correctly. Okay, and one more project that we have done is it just start last year, that called .thai. .thai is the IDN CCTLD in Thailand. We call it .thai verified. We try to first verify ourselves, I mean website and business in our group, to be ready for at least Thai IDN and Thai email address, to be able to like register using Thai email address, or to accept some user profile or anything that related to the domain name. And we try to give them this like verification, verify certificates. And then they can put in their website to say that they pass something like this. And this year we just organized the online EAI hackathon during the COVID. Okay, but for the local initiative, it's a starting point that we have to think about what we have done formally for in formal way than we have done before. So we try to group the members together. Most come from the company that relate with the THNIC, like registry, registrar, and also some DNS expert. We have collaboration with Thai Programmer Association and also Thai Webmaster Association, and a company that related to software development. We have communications expert to help communicate and raise awareness. We have system administrator in our team, and also some Unicode and localization expert in our team. So what we plan to do during the terms of local initiative, we have planned about, actually we work with Samat at the beginning of the year to set up APAC EAI implementation group as a mailing list that we plan to discuss about the technical topic related to how to make system to be EAI. And we also plan for developing and doing, actually we are doing the video clips in local language to educate them as a video clip. And we plan to have few online trainings and hackathons. Okay, and in form of general outreach, we will have webinars by influencers, and we will enhance our existing EAI online resource. We have some video clips already, but we may have to adjust and improve that more. This is the video clip, it's not for technical part, but it will be for general and more outreach to other parties. For the public sector engagement, we have started about the procurement process policy. We translate from ICANN and try to improve it later. And we have contact one government agency about this, but they didn't buy in. we have to try more about the engage to the public sector. Okay, that's all about what we have done and plan to do with the local initiative. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's very interesting and impressive. Mr. Rob, please. Roy, seems you are muted. we can hear you if you're speaking.
Okay.
Hello? Could you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear now. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Ray Zhong from the Internet Society of China. In January this year, the Internet Society of China has set up a Chinese domain name initiative team to undertake the UA initiative local. Yeah, and for now we have more than 22 members to come to this working team. They include the big company, for example, the Baidu, the Sogou, Qihu 360, and other registry and registrar such as Scenic, Connect, Ali Cloud, such like that. For China, the main issue maybe is how to get these big companies' services to support the IDN usage. For example, how the search engine and the social media, social network and email, how to support the Chinese domain name. The technical issue is not a problem. It's not a big issue. The big issue is how to make this company to provide their services to support this application. Last week, our China UA initiative team member flew to Guangzhou City, where the email technical team of Tencent and NetEase based. Tencent and NetEase are the top two personal email brands and market share in China. For NetEase, they have over 500 million emails user, and it has three personal email brands with suffix 163.com, 126.com, and the year.net. Among the three brands, the 163.com email user take the majority. The 163.com email has over 500 million user, and while the year.net email has only have about 7 million users. But from the 2014, the Yelnet email has already supported the Chinese IDN. So after the outreach to NetEase, we have a discussion and to talk about the importance of the to fulfill the Chinese IDN and the significance and for the user. So the NetEase has decided to put forward the full support of EAI for other two emails brand. So in the following years, NetEase will do more jobs to realize the whole personal email system to realize the Chinese ID and support. As for Tencent, the QQ email has also achieved a big progress. The QQ email is now developing a new email system that will enable WeChat user to register the email using the WeChat account directly through PC web and the mobile app. This new email system will be designed to support Chinese IDN. And later on, the old version of QQ Mail will be integrated into the new email system. As the old version QQ Mail was designed with so much complicated and overlapping structures, it will take more time to carry out the smooth switching. Maybe it will take 1 or 2 years to finish that. And for other progress, Sogou is another famous internet company in China. It provided the services, for example, the input method and the search engine and the browser services. And now the Sogou's mobile browsers already supports Chinese IDN already. And another browser service provider is Qihu 360. It's a network security company, but it also provided a search engine and browser services. And the Qihu 360 browser has two versions. One is a personal, and then another one is for the business. According their report, the two system of version of browsers has passed the Chinese IDN testing. So we can see it also support Chinese IDN. And for the search engine, after we outreach with the Baidu and the Qihu 360, Baidu have already improved its support of Chinese IDN, and over 4 million Chinese domain name has been entered into the system and have covered it. And for the Qihu 360, over about 31,000 Chinese domain name have been entered into its system. So you can see these two big company of the search engine has made progress for the support of the Chinese IDN. And for the next step, we will organize some training and outreach to, for example, to the ISCC members and other related stakeholders, for example, the app developer or the web administration administrators, such like that. For China, most of the internet application or services are dominated by some the big companies, for example, Tencent, for example, Baidu, for example, or Sogou. So we just coordinate and to do more outreach with this big company and make a cooperation with them and to tell them how the significance of the Chinese IDN. So this big company are also willing to cooperate with us to make this happen. Yeah, so that's all for my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was very comprehensive and seems good progress in China in terms of AI implementation. Thank you very much. Sarika, now it's your turn. If you can provide a brief about India, local initiative activities, and also introduce yourself to the participant in the call. Thank you.
Thank you. And hello, everyone. Sorry, my apologies for joining late. I'm sorry I got held up in the previous meeting. From the India perspective, we have made some progress in respect to the local chapter. We have now more than 20 members who are already contributing and the community is growing fast. We have been having discussions with the members. In fact, we had had a couple of working group meetings with the members where the discussion had happened on the areas that what needs to be taken forward, what all things needs to be done in future, and how UA can be more propagated in India. We, as part of our member discussion and the initiatives, we have done a couple of webinars on the general awareness of UA and its importance for the language technology industry for the specific to India. In India, the numbers in terms of language Indic internet users is huge and it's growing. I mean, if we talk about in the recent past, 2016, the growth rate was 41%, and we're expecting more than 18% now going forward, so that we would reach around 536 million user Indic internet users. So that would actually be 75% of the total internet users of India, which would be Indic users. So here the concept of UA and the numbers which we are looking at is very large. The government of India is also increasingly having a high mandate on the languages, and especially within the current scenario of pandemic, this has further scaled it up and it has come up further. The companies, in any case, the government and the industry are right now currently trying to develop solutions where we can actually promote the language industry. And we have had the discussions at the apart from the industry, the other stakeholder groups like government, few of the states of India, and we would be now taking up that push with the government, state government as well. In terms of our initiatives from the LI side, we did have the consultation with our members and the webinars, and then we did a technical workshop with our new ambassador. And with the support of the ICANN, we had a good response on the technical workshop as well. There were a few challenges which came over, which we highlighted it to the group, maybe something, a reconsideration on having the resource material also in Python and not limiting itself only to Java and others. That was one of the key things which emerged, and we brought it to the notice. Yesterday also we had the general awareness webinar, and we talked about the importance of UA and its importance for the Indian language industry. Since India has 29 states and their language clusters, and it's kind of we're talking to 29 countries differently, which have its own languages. So the challenges with each respect to the each area and the region is different, as well as the status of different languages in terms of its progressiveness and growth is also different. So keeping that in mind, as an ally, we are trying to work with the community as well as the investors to take the momentum forward. We have been interacting with the members, and as part of our FICCI, Indian Language Internet Alliance, we have got a UASG website integrated within our FICCI LIA for our members to sign in and obviously to have an access to the material. In fact, the fabulous report which has come on the UA readiness has already been uploaded there, and that's available for our has been circulated to our members, and it's available for a wider read as well for others. And since as our chamber, we are like FICCI itself is a chamber with across sectors, so leveraging our linkages across states and I would say across sectors, we are now obviously going forward with talking to different sectoral groups to consider UA as part of their business strategy and to take it forward. Apart from the social community development, we are also working on the development of the content by the members. So there would be the articles and the various papers which we are encouraging our members to write through, and that would be soon getting it published, and we would be sharing with the comms group as well for the approval. So I think that's a broader picture I just wanted to share. And going forward, there were multiple activities, including the TED Talks, which we had planned it out. So that's all from my side. I'm open for any other questions if you have.
Thank you very much, Sarika, for the update. That was very useful. If you allow me, because we have almost like 19 minutes remaining, I can give you a quick update about ICANN 69 session related to outreach, which is basically will focus on the update from the local initiative. and then we can come back to the agenda and discuss the last item in the agenda, which is the government engagement. So we did share with you by mail the presentation template that we're going to present to the ICANN community. And if you can, if you have a chance to review it, basically we're having a placeholder for each local initiative to present its activities to the community, to the wider ICANN community. So you will find your initiative details is at least there. And there's three slides template provided for each initiative, which is you can use to provide content. Feel free to add more if you have more activities that you want, you would like to present. But the idea that we'll have an introduction about the objective of the local initiative, stakeholder involved, let's say membership and who's involved in the steering group, your current activities, either webinars or hackathons, or even EAI implementations that you want to show case. And I encourage you to present those, because it's very important, I guess, is to show good success stories to the wider ICANN community and everyone really joining the meeting. And last slide, which is you can present your future activities or plans for either remaining of the year or the next year. So feel free really to add the content. The session is 90 minutes, and it will focus on the local initiatives and the ambassadors update, and also updates from the communication working group. So we're looking forward to receive your content or update using the same template, and feel free to reach out to me by email if you have any questions or clarification that's needed. We'll share the confirmed date, which is basically I can tell you now. The outreach for
it's address, on 19th.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And I put the link for the session in the chat.
Yes, thank you so much. It's Monday, October 19th. The link is already in the chat. Looking forward to receive your content. If you have any questions, really feel free to reach out to me. So this is regarding our session on ICANN 69, and it will be on the main sessions schedule for the meeting, which is the week of the plenary, and that's an important week. So with that, I think I'll stop here regarding ICANN 69, and unless there is a question on the chat. No.
So just a couple of comments. I would request all of you to please go and register for this as well. And then also, this specific session, which I just shared with you, is focused on providing the community an update, as Mohammed said, by ambassadors, local initiatives, and the comms working group. So the local initiatives will have about half an hour for the update, which means each of you will have about, divide that by, probably about 5 to 7 minutes each. So keep that in mind. Please make sure you look at the, Mohammed will coordinate with you and will set up how you would be able to join and present at this session. We'll display the slides and we'll request you actually to come in and present. Mohammed and I will work with you to finalize the schedule. We'll communicate that to you, but please be available to attend the session at the time suggested. If you have any issues, please let us know beforehand. Also, there are two other sessions on universal acceptance, one on 20th and one on 21st. Again, we'll share more details with all of you on when those sessions are. You can also look at the schedule, the larger schedule of ICANN meeting to find those sessions, but we'll share more details as well. And please also, I would request if you can spare time to come and participate in those sessions as well, listen in what other working groups are doing, and also provide feedback from a local initiative perspective on their work, so that, you know, of course, at the end of the day, all these parts are connected, right? What you're doing and what working groups are doing all comes together. So it this is an opportunity for all of us to come together, present our work, listen to what everybody else is doing, share feedback, listen to feedback from others. So we would really request you to schedule and aim to attend all the three UA sessions during the meeting. Thank you. Back to you, Mohammed.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sarmat. Yeah. So yes, so that's for ICANN 69. And the last item on our in our agenda, I hope we have time really to discuss it in details, but if not, we can defer it to the next meeting. It's basically what type of engagement currently you have with government organizations, and hopefully in other meetings we can talk about even other stakeholders in details, government organizations specifically, because we are trying to generate demand and encourage them to use EAI, for example. Government systems are widely used. E-government systems are widely used by citizens, either in, filing taxes or driver's license or whatever government services are really widely used. So maybe we can open it up for a discussion. Tell us about your government engagement and any potential success for convincing them to use EAI, like the success story we have in the state of Rajasthan, India, where the government is using EAI services in Hindi and English to send notifications or email notifications and communicate to the citizens. So really, I open it up for everyone to provide their updates or their views from a local perspective.
Can I?
Yeah, Maria, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just can comment that this topic, IDNs and universal acceptance, so we are trying to raise this topic inside Russian community, and especially we are trying to construct this communication with public sector, but this topic is not really popular. So you understand the situation, that it's quite difficult to raise this topic. Everyone understands it, but so it works in Russia more or less good, but in browsers and search engines and so on and so on. And still there are no really big interest to this topic. And this is the main issue, how to raise this awareness and how to invite public sector to participate in it. So, and we are going to, let's say, to start this official communication. And I have already mentioned that I have a question or request for you, if it's possible. So please, can you please share some examples? I know that this is Rajasthan or in Egypt, I think, as well. So some examples of what are the best practices, what public sector is doing to for universal acceptance. So how they do they finally include this these requirements to for their tender and contractual documents. to support universal acceptance. So if you have such really good examples, please share with me so we can demonstrate these success stories as well. So I think this is something similar request as you have already announced for USG, but so we as local initiative and as Russia chapter, we really need it now. And also I want to mention that in my opinion, the only one request is more or less sensible. It's exactly the request that about the requirements of universal acceptance readiness should be included into the tender and contractual documentation. So, and our intention is to start exactly with this topic because I still don't see the possibilities to discuss some, I don't know, for example, some other requirements that might be included into some laws for any commercial companies, for example, to be, you are already in their software products and on their websites. So it can have very negative attitude to such initiatives from the commercial sector, from business and other online platforms. So it's not really a good idea. So if there are any other ideas of what is needed to be discussed with exactly public sector except of tender and contractual documentation requirements. So it would be good to know it. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. The AI working group, our colleagues in India, they indicated that the country agency that issued driver's license is considering using AI and using emails in different Indian languages. So either for sending notifications or people to use it to communicate with them. And this is their, I think they launched also an IDN domain name. I already put it on the chat. So maybe one of the ideas could be reaching out to a popular government service that's used widely by the citizens and try to convince them to use the local language. And also if there is a mandate from the government or there is a requirement, maybe that could be helpful to try to convince them. But it, beside, I think it's exploring other opportunities beside the procurement or including universal acceptance and government procurement, that might be useful. So this is an example from India. It was shared with us yesterday. I'm not sure if there's other examples, maybe from Thailand as well or other places.
So I think this is Sharma, what Shannon mentioned, that they're doing a certification program for websites. If I heard that correctly, I guess I wanted to know, is there any progress on that? And is that something we can use as an example? Since I guess the question is that a certificate like that posted on the website? And if yes, is there any progress? Do you guys have any, partners who've already signed on and started working towards it or already achieved that target?
Actually, we tag it on the popular website, that list that I told you in Thailand, but we haven't seriously contact them and make them buy in. Actually, we have to contact one by one, but we have select some that we have connection first, so it's easy to communicate to them. And actually, they might don't have to change much. I mean, it's not difficult to change, but maybe the problem, as the Rui says, that to convince them to change, it might be the most important obstacle that we have to face with. But I think I'm not sure in other countries, but in Thailand, some companies, maybe middle size, but not the big one, they need certificates to show and to update their progress in like running business. So in each year, they prefer to get like certificate for or acknowledge from some well-known company. So that is like a motivation for them to get in easily, I think. And for that one, it's maybe about one tactic that I try to use. But I would like to share another thing about the government sector that we have tried to talk with them. We start with the agency, government agency Thailand that responsible for digital government. I think there should be the good place for starting. But we explain everything to them. They think it's nice to have, but they didn't commit or don't have any progress yet. After talking with them about 4 or 5 months ago, that is, I would like to share. Actually, we have to follow up.
Okay, thank you. And Sarika, you want to add anything?
Not much. I think you've already mentioned about it. So, Mohammed, like you mentioned, the Ministry of Road and Transport, this is one of the services which we were looking at. It's something which is very common and close to the citizens. So they have been able to successfully implement the link which you have shared, which is Sathi.Bharat. So that has happened at the central level. And the discussions are also on with the other ministries where the public services or the citizen services are higher. Once we have any positive response from any of them, we will be happy to share. And apart from that, with respect to the state side, we did have a success with the Rajasthan government. We would be happy to share that case study with the participants later. We can definitely share it with you for further circulation. So that is with respect to states. And also there are other states like Maharashtra and others who are now thinking on similar lines, and we are working with them. So we are working with Karnataka, Maharashtra, and Telangana. And when we are able to progress in that area, we will be happy to share that. So from our side, the approach is both the federal, the central level, as well as the state level. Thank you.
Thanks. I guess finally, Rui, if I think what I understand is that there is good support from the ministry for the Chinese domain name initiative. But would you like to share any details on how you are interacting with with the government, and how much progress you're seeing with the support of Chinese domain names in the e-government services, for example?
Okay. Actually, the Chinese government very support the Chinese IDN. For example, the central government has issued a notice. It requires every level of the government website to use the Chinese domain names such as the with the suffix zhengwu. To Chinese, zhengwu means government affairs in English. So it requires every level of for example, the central government, the provincial government, and the county government, each government's website, they must use the Chinese domain name to support. Yeah, and another one is ISC. We also have a good communication and exchange with the GEC member. The GEC member also come from the MIIT, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. They also very support our initiative. For example, they have entrust, they give ISC a document to entrust ISC to organize the various activity to promote Chinese IDN in China. And it also encourages the industry, the internet company to give support to this initiative. And further on, to China are now adopting the 5-year plan strategy, and the government also put this Chinese domain name into this next 5 years national strategy. So I think it's a big support to our work. Okay, that's all.
Great, thank you. I think Maria, you've probably seen maybe some initial examples. There's a request from Maria to share some information about the project you're running on certification of websites. She shared her email address. If you can, that would be great. Any last comments before we close?
Thank you everyone for sharing your experience. Yes, and I just want to shortly explain that we have quite good support of IDNs and how they develop from our government. But when we started to talk about EIE, for example, and its implementation on e-government services, this is the main problem exactly for Russia and other countries in our region, because we are not talking about only IDN promotion and IDN support, but exactly about EIE, and it also provides some problems with universal acceptance. So this is the main aim for us now. And thank you very much for your example.
All right, thank you, Maria. So I guess we'll continue this discussion over, we now actually have a local initiative working group email. So if you have any questions, any comments, feel free to share it there. Many of you or all of you are on the coordination list as well, which has not just all of you, but also other working group chairs. So that's another venue to discuss items if it pertains to a wider audience. And then of course we have the discuss list if you want to reach out to everybody or specific working group list. So thank you for participating. We look forward to you finalizing your presentation and sending it back to Mohammed in time so that we can review them and integrate them in the larger deck. Again, thank you all in advance, and we look forward to your participation within the ICANN 69 sessions. So thank you all, and I'll stop the recording.